Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Holy cow, we're back. And boy, are we ever back. Let's hear it for everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Rumba. He's been all around this world.
I can't believe it. I'm back. Wait a second. How did I get here?
I can't. Public transportation, apparently.
I tell you,
baby, them's the blues. I can't believe 2 weeks in Spain, 3 weeks in Spain, all around the world. You fly back, and then you get on the A train to the G train.
I did.
And then...
It's my civic responsibility to use public transportation.
Good job saving $35.
And I saved $50 or whatever. Now the audience likes it, Mike. They're into public transportation.
They're into saving $35.
They're into high entertainment value.
All right, we are back on Hearts.
I can't believe it.
Seizures. It's
Mikey.
Soy yo. El tiburón, Sharky, bienvenidos a todos los amigos.
Si.
And hello to my English-speaking friends.
El Conde Zaremba Psicodélico. Right.
So, Pete, you just got back
a few days ago from Spain.
How many shows were you guys out there for?
16 shows in 18 nights.
It's amazing there are still 16 nightclubs in Spain, not let alone 16 nightclubs that would let you play there. I mean, 16 nightclubs in the entire country.
The people like it. They like where you're going, Mikey. Spain is retaining its crown as the most rocking country in the world.
Retaining. Was it ever even challenged?
Expanding on it.
It's always been the best. I mean, boy, oh boy, back in the day,
in your day, Mikey, when was that? Alfonso XIII? Who was the king?
Eisenhower. I mean, I remember, though, even going to Barcelona and saying, I can't wait till we get back to Spain.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's the same. Our road manager, we were trying to park the van in Barcelona, and she goes, I don't want to create any irate Catalonians.
Oh, God, there's nothing worse than an irate Catalonian.
They're all irate. They're all,
There goes.
They're irate.
Oh,
don't
God,
worry
there
that.
Goes the Catalan audience.
The Iradians. No, don't worry. If the Iradians are listening. Mikey, it's good to see you. Bring me up to speed, please. What's been going on?
Well, you missed the porn star last week.
I did. And I can catch up, though.
Your wife was happy that you missed the porn star.
Really? But I can catch up with VHSs?
You could, or something.
VHSs.
or something. Actually, we're going to reformat it for Tom-Toms and Smoke Signals.
Holy shit, yeah.
Am I even allowed to say that? I don't even know what I'm allowed to say.
You're not allowed to say anything anymore.
Earlier, I made a joke about arming the bartenders at Roberta's, and that kind of
That
was met with a blank stare.
I thought they already were armed. I mean, these guys are armed, and they're... generally delicious.
I'm glad that your tour, though, ended at La Via Lattia, the oldest and most celebrated bar in the Malasaña,
really, and it's still there.
And still swinging, and the party's still going on.
The party's still going on, Via Lattia, and we had a breakaway because after dropping in for one drink,
That's so funny. You went to a bar in Spain for one drink? That's hilarious.
Exactly. We dropped in after dinner for one drink and then realized that if we didn't leave, we might miss our morning jet because it was that.
Your morning jet.
The jet in the morning because it was already morning.
The Fleshtones jet.
The Fleshtones jet was waiting for us.
The irony here is that you had the Fleshtones jet, but you still took the A to the J.
I'm very socially minded. As you wouldn't think. I learned two food facts in Spain after 30 years in Spain.
Best eaten country of all. Spain, and I mean, now that we're old, maybe, did you sleep at all? Poorly,
but I did sleep.
I didn't sleep for 3 years.
I managed to go like maybe two of the weeks without having one real meal because just living on real tapas.
Tapas.
Real tapas, though. You know, where you're having a drink, the guy gives you a tapa.
Yeah.
Not at like in this country where it's like, it's a tapa bar. Oh, the tapa costs $7 or something.
Topless bar.
Yeah, topless bar. They are all topless. But anyhow, I learned that, and this is from our agent of 30 years, we were having some jamon. We had some jamon, Mikey. We did have jamon. And he said, once they cut it off the leg, we were about to eat it. He goes, no, you must wait. Because it's like a wine being in a bottle. You gotta let
aerate.
You gotta let the air hit it. Okay, so I didn't know that. I just figured you eat it.
And was this in the Museo del Jamón?
I did drop in into the Museo, and I have to say, laugh if you wish. Go to the Museo del Jamón. He's laughing. Okay.
Sorry, I wish.
Okay, 90 cents for a copa of cerveza, right out, you know, Alice.
Una caña.
Right,
una caña. Muy fresca.
Muy fresca.
Mi favorito de todo.
Mau, right out of the tap.
Cinco estrellas.
And a huge, in the Museo del Jamón, they don't fool around with the bread. They give you this little metal tray filled with hunks of fresh ham.
Yeah.
And chorizo for 90 centavos.
Yeah.
90 cents.
Yeah, no, the centavos is a thing of the past. We're on the euro now, but I understand.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, Museo del Jamón, why not? I also learned
why
this.
Why not? Why not exit through the gift shop when you go to the Museo del Jamón?
Well, bring home a jamón.
Bring home un pata negra.
Yeah, so a little pata. A second thing I learned in Valencia, we're having paella, right? And with we were being hosted by a Valenciana.
Having paella in Valencia, it's so civilized.
Talk about civilized. It was at a country club looking at a bunch of clay courts, real clay courts. Where people, children were learning, you know, the future Nadals were being taught.
Future Wimbledon champs.
Right, they were being taught, and we were on a little terrace, and this tray of paella, of course, it was the one that takes two guys to bring out to show you.
Well, the beauty of paella is that when you order paella for two, you get a small dish. When you order paella for four, you don't get two of the same small dishes, you get a bigger dish.
Right.
And if you order and exponentially. So if you order paella for 16, it takes basically the same amount of roadies it does to set up Guns N' Roses to bring out your paella. And I always think, what if they did that with pizza in America?
Oh, God.
Like if you're having a pizza party and 16 people wanted to eat, and they brought you like a 12-foot diameter pizza.
Right. Well, they brought us a 5-foot diameter paella.
I love it.
And we were cautioned.
And you need to have the cooking equipment to make it, which is the best part.
Because
it requires a 12-foot burner.
Right, a burner. cooked in the middle.
I so love Spain.
Oh. So anyway, our hostess, you know, quickly rattled out some things in Valenciana to the waiter.
Not even Spanish.
Not even Catalan. Almost Catalan. And they brought us all wooden spoons because you do not touch metal.
That's right.
Even though it's cooked in a copper thing, you do not touch a metal fork to the paella.
And in Galicia, also too, when you go to a pulperia in Galicia, always wooden forks. You never use metal on the pulpo.
Oh, and those delicate pulpos. We had pulpo gallego, of course. And navajas, you know, the razor clams.
My favorite. I love the razor clams. Navaja, it's razor clam, but it's also, by the way, the word for like switchblade. Navaja.
Right. Oh yeah, it's like I'll cut you,
motherfucker. Is
you
what
know,
they call
they grilled them a little bit on a grill with a lot of garlic. Yes. You know,
Navaja is the best. You know where you get good navajas here in Los Estados Unidos? Chinatown.
Right, in Chinatown.
In Chinatown, you get great razor clams with black bean sauce.
I love it.
Let's go have some razor clams. Let's do a song.
Let's go.
You're back. I miss Pete. I got to tell you, I missed you.
I missed you too, Mikey. Come on. The people missed you.
I missed you. Even the porn star couldn't warm the cockles of my heart as do you.
Let's do a song.
Let's play them blues.
me. Mama, 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 talk to your daughter about me. She don't make me love her, and she'll let her be. I lay down last night, she calls me in her dreams. When I lay last night, she calls me in my dreams. Mama, mama, please tell me, what do these dreams mean? Mama, talk to your daughter.
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 Talk to your daughter. She done made me love her. Now I can't let her be. Right on. Sure. Mama, talk to your daughter.
Talk to your daughter.
Talk to your daughter.
Talk to your daughter.
Why don't you talk to your daughter?
Talk to your daughter.
I beg you to talk to your daughter.
Talk to your daughter.
She done made me love her. Ain't gonna let her be. Play those games. You know, Mike.
Yeah, no, Pete.
What? Mike.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Mike.
Cha-cha-cha.
Mike, you know, I mean, I heard that all of the great blues men had to be from the South, but you don't sound like you're from the South.
I'm from the South.
Where? Where is South of him?
South Jersey. Cha-cha-cha.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really, Vitor? Really?
Really?
There you go. That's more like it.
I'll tell you what, Pete. Why don't we take a break from this reality?
What reality? Which reality? What?
And we got a new Fleshtones song to cue up, right? Brand new Fleshtones music.
Pretty much new, yeah. Recorded with you helping out.
I can't believe I actually sang on a Fleshtones record. This was...
Isn't that something?
This is like better than like my bar mitzvah and my bris put together.
Oh, Mikey, come on. Live. You know what?
I came out more intact than I did with my bris.
What? Oh, I bet you did. But what? Don't you? It's like a marriage, though. Don't you reaffirm your bris?
No. Not happening.
No, I don't know. I mean, I have to get up to speed on.
I should get another bris. You know, because because I'm so big, I had an 8 skin.
Oh, it's a double, baby. So this song's called. Since we're talking about Spain today. Oh, play the blues, baby.
That was from
South Brooklyn. Another bris joke?
No, it was a cock rock joke. Same thing.
Folks, listen. This song is in Spanish, since we're talking about Spain. Amo como un hombre.
Amo como un hombre.
Which was, I have to say, every night, knocked them dead. Knocked them dead in España. Even in Catalonia, they said, oh, okay.
Okay, right. Even they accepted some Castellano.
Right.
Where they don't say, hablas español, they say, hablas Castellano.
Right. And they don't say, ama como un hombre, they say, ama como un hombre.
And you know what I love about Spain? They never say, let's go for the last one. They say, let's go for la penultima, because there never is a last one in Spain. And that is...
I heard that word more on this trip than in my whole lifetime.
La penultima.
Yeah,
la penultima. You never say, let's go for the last one. There's no such thing as that in Spain. It's like la penultima. Vamos la penultima.
They said it over. Let's play this song, man.
All right, Vitor, drop it. Listen to Arts and Seizures. Pizza Rumba back from...
I'm back, baby.
Fabulous tour with
I'm
the
back
Fleshtones.
And I'm proud.
He's back from...
back from the grave.
Singing the G-Train Blues. All right, hit it.
Thank you.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Back.
We're back, and we're proud. Mikey, play the blues.
I'm sorry for Roberta's.
I'm so happy to be back in Roberta's.
I know. So you have any pizza in Spain?
Actually, I did. And I have to use the word miserable.
Really?
Oh, you know.
I had lots
bullshit.
Of good pizza in Spain. You know who makes great pizza in Spain? Like his Argentinian cats.
Oh, I know who makes the great pizza in Spain. Alberto, but he's in Berlin.
That's right. I saw Alberto while you were out. I saw my favorite Balenciano.
Didn't he show up for our show?
He was there. Our show. What? So when we say our show, we're taking it on the road.
Sharky and the Count.
Sharky and the Count Tiburon y el Conde en directo en vivo. We played La Penultima night of the Bait and Tackle Bar in Red Hook.
There's that word again.
There's that word again.
People were dancing on the bar. Well, one person.
Aaron was dancing on the bar
from Grindhouse. But that was a great night. And
it was
Alberto was Camisaro.
There,
was there.
And our fabulous all-star band, our friends from Daddy Longlegs.
Oh,
will
the
be
Daddy
back
Longlegs. God bless those boys.
Don't forget, kids, this is episode number 233, 234. We're ending at 250. That's it.
No, Pete, the hammer's coming down. No,
I'm bringing down the curtain. 250.
Don't do it.
250 y ya está. That's it. But
we're gonna have fun before it's over.
Oh, you better believe it.
There you go. The audience.
We're gonna have fun.
There you go.
We're gonna have fun. You know what my favorite cartoon is? Daffy Duck.
Which one?
30 days.
I love Daffy.
30 days for kicking a cop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what a party!
Oh boy.
But we're counting down. The last 10 shows are gonna be pretty special. We got some pretty cool surprise guests coming up. Pete, I think we should do one more. So I think you should play one more song of because you are the polyglot, you are the man of a thousand
my
languages.
Wife that.
I think she knows.
Oh, really?
She's I think found she knows.
I'm a polyglot.
She was just happy you were in Spain when I had the porn star here.
Uh oh, that's right. Anyway, okay. So the last song was "Ama Como Un Hombre," love, which is of course "Love Like a Man" by 10 Years After of all people.
Mike Diez Edison. Años después.
Mike Edison, backing vocals. Also, the fabulous Palmyra Del Ran.
Palmyra!
Palmyra, you're out there. This song.
And let's not forget to give a shout out to our friend Jimmy Garcia. And if you can,
Jimmy Garcia.
And if you look it up on the video on interweb machine, you will see the psychedelic count.
Right. Jimmy Garcia as Count Zaremba.
Since who hasn't aged a day since I was a bartender at Templo del Gato.
Oh my God, with him.
Okay, he's and Noventa y seis, joder. 92 or 93 when I was bartending at Templo del Gato in Madrid with Jimmy. And
I have to say, sadly, just recently closed. Just recently.
Fuck.
Just recently, though. I mean, not like, you know, not like 4 years ago. Like, I'm talking about a few weeks ago, Templo del Gato
hung in. It was a little bit off the path of the Malasani. It wasn't on Calle Palma. And it hung in there. We saw great gigs there.
The last time I was there, it was packed. And that was just like...
Dude, it was insane. When I was bartending there, and I didn't speak Spanish at the time. I was just kind of learning, getting up to speed. Right. I just moved to Madrid. And, you know, fortunately, the most complicated drink anybody asked for was like gin y tonica.
Right.
Gin and tonica.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
I mean, I can handle that. You know, the weird thing was like people drank orange of like some brands that I didn't know, but no one asked for Tom Collins.
Coke with gin. You know, these horrible combinations.
Coke with gin, dude. It was Coke with everything back in those days. Oh, you mean Coca-Cola.
That's what I mean. I mean, I'm not talking about the everyone's frequent visits to the DJ booth at Templo del Gato. Anyway, this next song, we're being very musical today. This next song is going to be released in about 6 weeks, and it is a this is the B side, but I like it because it's it stays in our blues format.
Can you introduce it in the language in which it's sung?
Ne vois tu pas, which means don't you know it? Which is actually my friend Florent and I translated it from the original Arthur Alexander song, Don't You Know It.
All right, well, here's Pete Zaremba singing in yet another tongue, much to his wife's dismay or pleasure, as it may be. You are the polyglot. Here's an amusing little vintage.
Coming up, baby, in French Record Store Day in 6 weeks.
All right, drop the needle. Let's go. Delightful little glass of fun.
Oh man, we crossed the Pyrenees. We crossed the Pyrenees to France.
Incredible.
I have to tip a hat to our founding Fleshtone bassist Jan-Marc Bukowski for joining me singing in that.
I love it when you sing French.
Do you?
Oui.
Sing it again, baby.
You drive me nuts.
Drive you nuts.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm ready for some pizza.
Pizza?
I've been here in Brooklyn the whole time, and I'm ready for some pizza. You having been...
Oh, man, in Spain, forget the pizza.
I miss my favorite beer, Mao. My very favorite beer, Cinco Estrellas. My cat asks for it for
Cinco
name.
Cinco Estrellas, Mao. Although we also got to drink a lot of Alhambra, which is made from that delicious water from the Sierra Nevada.
Garbage. I only drink Madrid beer,
come
Mao.
Come on.
Mao. It's all, seriously.
I like Mao, but I'm saying Alhambra.
I would
recommend kids go to Granada just to drink Alhambra. Don't even bother going
to see the actual Alhambra.
You can see it. After a few glasses, you're going to see it anyway.
I always remember Granada, and I love going to Andalusia in that part of the world in the south, because the tapas there are like dinner in the rest of the world.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's like you order a 90-cent beer, and they give you like an entire fish.
Right, right. We had a few drinks in this bar called Castaneda, Bodegas Castanedas, which I highly recommend. And at the end, we're not even drinking anymore, and the guy brings us a plate of costillas.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah,
because he loves you.
He goes, "This is your present," and he gives us this huge plate of stewed spare ribs. I mean, it's just like
lamb ribs. Mm.
Oh man!
And I have some lamb chops for us, courtesy of our friends at Heritage Foods USA.
We love them.
So come on over to my house. I'll kick out my cellmate, and we'll have a boys' night. I did.
Let's do it.
I missed you terribly.
I miss you too, Mikey. I'm so happy to be back.
I did. I think we should get the hell out of here and eat some pizza. I think we should do our song before
we leave. Is the show over?
It's the fastest 30 minutes in radio.
Let's stay.
It's the fastest 30 minutes on the internet today.
Okay, wait a second.
Look, don't forget, we only got a handful of shows left. I mean, it's 15 shows. It'll bring us into July, but the countdown has begun.
Mikey, hate to see you go.
The countdown has begun.
Okay, listen. I see you. You know what? You're in an Arby's Stidham mood.
Arby's Stidham.
You're in an Arby's.
Better than like Arby's, the actual fucking, like, I say restaurant, but I use
Arby's,
the word very loosely.
Arby's is responsible for demolishing one of my favorite roadhouses in New York, in Middle Village, right outside of Maspeth. Nittelstein's restaurant, which had been there for 150 years, an actual coach stop, was demolished to build an Arby's. So, and actually, the people there are probably happy.
Middle Village.
Right, they're probably happy that it was done. I was not.
What is Maspeth, the real America? What's the sign say?
That says Maspeth is America.
Which
probably is.
Middle Village. The Yardbirds famously played there, right?
They famously were voted not to play there, which is another. You know, come on, life is wonderful. Are you going to play this song? We're going to
do it, and we're going to go eat some pizza. All right, everybody, let's hear it one more time. Arson, this is Seizures. I'm glad to be back here for all
I'm
our friends in Bushwick.
Back.
Hello to all our English-speaking friends.
Thank you for letting us into your home.
Nuestros amigos.
Nuestros amigos.
And en la península.
El Conde y Tubernito.
And let's hear it for Vidor spinning the knobs
Vidor.
In the booth.
We can't
and all
speak.
The ships at sea.
We,
are you ready, Pete?
Yes, we Arby cannot speak here's, Portuguese.
It's our song. Here we go.
I heard you're finding someone new to love, someone to make you feel happy and free. Darling, I'm begging, pleading, let it be me. You know I treat you like a queen. There be no more misery. So if you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me. Be true to you, Lord, in each and every way. I love and care for you. I drive all your blues and troubles away. So darling, please don't pass me by. Darling, just open your eyes and see. If you want it, love and affection, darling, please let it be me. be true to you. Listen, in each and every way.
Which ways?
I'd love and care for you. I'd drive all your blues and shows away, darling. So please don't pass me by, darling. Open your eyes and see. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let me in. If you're wanting love and affection, darling, please let it be me.
Cha-cha-cha.
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 Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Ever wonder what kind of podcast Julia Child would have made? Probably would have been one where she introduced you to all of her latest discoveries and favorite people. And that's exactly the tradition we're following on Inside Julia's Kitchen, the podcast of the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts. Join me, Todd Shulkin, your host, and the Foundation's Executive Director, as I bring you inside the Foundation's world to meet the bright lights of today's food universe, just as Julia used to do from her own famous kitchen. New episodes air on Heritage Radio Network, Wednesdays at noon Eastern. Listen in.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.